Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
The stuffed things, that's a great museum.
Yeah, if I could have done it, I would have, but I got to come see you and got to do the show. So just timing wouldn't have worked. He drove me crazy. He wore socks and slides.
Oh, you can't do that.
In general, you cannot do that. Unless you are literally throwing something out. Right, like you're taking, like your wife goes, take out the trash when you're about to like relax. You just grab your slides with the socks on, just shuffle to the garbage can outside and shuffle right back inside. You're going to get your paper, maybe the mail, maybe you hope nobody sees you go to the garage, but whatever. Not to walk in downtown DC, not to walk about the Natural History Museum and slow everybody down and drag them. And so when he ducked out the door before my 7-year-old and I did, and I didn't see what he was wearing on his feet. And we I get there to drop off. He's a minute ahead of me. I go, are you wearing flip-flops? Are you wearing sandals? Whatever you call them, slides? And he's in front of his friends, so he's like, shut up. I don't even care. Just leave me alone. Fine. Enraging. You made a terrible decision, and I want to tell you that it was a terrible decision, but you enjoy it. You enjoy sore feet, being tired, having those things come off a million times, and ruining the group for everybody else. You enjoy that.
I like that you're worried about the practicality of what he's wearing. I'm just talking about the breaking of a rule.
Oh,
that's a faux pas. You can't wear socks with slides, man.
Come on.
That's just not how it works.
Of course. I think there are the rare exceptions. Like I did it last night, in fact, where I've got socks on. I'm at home, I'm inside, and I'm literally asked, you take out the trash.
No, but that's not the same. I mean, I'll do that.
And that's like, my point. And like that's the only
just to
time.
Be nice to my neighbors, I'll try to throw on a shirt while I'm doing that. You know what I
yeah.
mean? That could be like I live close enough to people that I'm not going to walk out with a t-shirt and boxers, but I've got to convince myself mm-hmm. not to. When you're throwing something in the trash can at the, you know, your driveway is probably a lot longer than mine, but 15 feet from your front door for me. It's a pretty quick little – I could toss it from the steps, essentially. What you're wearing is irrelevant. You're going to look like a maniac. You know, if the paparazzi catches you,
sure,
you're one
yeah.
of those celebrity. You're Adam Sandler who looks like a goof all the time. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about planning for a day where you're wearing something.
FYI, I just received a text message from our very own Tobias Altizer. I'm going to read it to you now live on air. Here's what it says, and I quote, I'm wearing socks and slides right now.
No, I wasn't going to throw him under the bus. He did it yesterday, too. He does it a lot.
It's a young person thing.
It's a regular thing for him. At our place of work, there's multiple people who do it. It's still unacceptable and silly looking, but who am I to tell them what to wear? I want them to be comfortable in their place of work. We're trying to build a culture on the Grant and Danny radio program of comfort and acceptance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we want to be welcoming. So I was thinking about Toby the entire time we were talking about this because he loves doing this. But he's not alone.
So
I mean, he's just he's the poster child in the face of this operation. But I'd say there's four or five people at work that do this incorrectly.
So, Tobes, when you go to HR, are we slide shaming? Is that something Grant and I are doing?
Yeah, I think that is what's going on right now. But to be honest, I know when it comes to our workplace, it's not like we have dress codes. Like, people aren't showing up in collared shirts all
That's
the time.
True, yeah.
But my level of decorum is you're not going to see my bare feet out. I'm going to wear socks to work. That's where that's my one little line. So would I wear socks with slides generally if I'm just going out to run errands? Probably not. Am I going to do it to work? Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. So I've always taken, because I see you in socks and slides frequently at work, I have always taken that to mean you just think that that's an okay thing to do and you do it in your life all the time. That is you kind of leveling up for work, essentially.
Yeah, that's me dressing up, putting socks on.
It's dressing up, yeah.
That's you not wanting to go full Mullins, where you're just wearing slides with your bare feet out, walking around barefoot in the office.
Yeah, essentially, yes.
Okay, understood. I mean, to me, Danny, if that is the case, and now we're getting into a critiquing of Toby that I didn't want to welcome, but frankly, he sent the text.
Yep.
So here
we are. I didn't text myself, you know.
I think what he's saying, I can't wear these slides and show my feet at work, so I'm going to class it up and put on socks. And for me, the actual move is to say, I can't wear these slides and show my feet at work, so I can't wear slides at work. Got to wear shoes.
See, that's the escalator.
Going to work, right. Got to put on shoes.
Right. That's the extra part. Now, if you're doing a show at home, or you know it's like a 4th of July themed barbecue to come, or you're doing the show from the pool or something, like we're on location, you know, you could throw the flip-flops on.
You don't know what I'm wearing on my feet right now.
You're wearing slides?
I'm wearing slides.
Yeah.
Sockless slides, yeah. Sitting in my basement, talking to Danny Huhey and Toby Altizer right now.
No, I wear shoes to work for a million reasons. And it's not
which is a big deal, because you often wear like workout clothes. You're a big sweatpants to work guy.
Yeah.
You're a mesh gym shorts that you just ran in with like some type of t-shirt, like you.
Yeah, if I don't have time to shower, I'll just come to work sweaty.
Exactly.
But I usually wear the shoes. So the reason I don't just wear flops or slides or whatever is like my toes are all kinds of banged up. So I actually understand Toby's point there. Like, my feet are gross as it is. I don't think anybody's feet are nice. Like,
but, you don't want to put that evil on us to have to see your feet.
Right. Like, I don't know if I can even hold my foot up, but I can show you. I have one toenail that's like, it looks like Mr. Deeds' foot. You know what I'm talking about, Ryan? Like, it's so hideous and so gross. It doesn't hurt. It feels fine. But, like, there was an injury to it, and it still hasn't healed all the way. So it looks terrible. Like, it's the type of thing that's, like, a little bit embarrassing. So I'm not going to subject people to that. So I understand the sock pathology. But the difference between the two of us and Tobes, or any young person, pretty much in general, as I'm generalizing, is you would go, okay, I need to wear socks. Therefore, I've got to wear shoes, too.
Right, he's thinking.
And he's going, I got to wear socks, so I'm going to go ahead and just throw these slides on.
Yeah, he's saying, I can wear socks and slides, whereas you and I are going, as soon as socks are in the equation, slides have been ruled out. The two cannot coexist. And in his mind, he's going, I still have slides on the table. I've got shoes as an option as well. We'll go slides. But to me, socks disqualify slides. But I'm glad that it sounds like your son's going to be comfortable. As he rolls around D.C.
Yo, I got a scouting report from one of the dads, my good buddy who's on the trip, and he's been complaining nonstop.
No way. That's funny. Well, it's a lesson learned.
So I just showed Ryan my toe there, by the way. And he's disgusted.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not there. More so than
you would not be able to handle it. What's worse, this toe or someone having any food on their face?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Well, I don't know what that toe looks like, but because it's a toe, I'm going to say the toe is like minus 140. Food on face, which is disgusting and appalling and stomach turning, probably like plus 120.
Ryan, how banged up is it?
I mean, his toe is disgusting.
It's like, disgusting.
Is it purple?
It's purple. Yeah, like, imagine purple. Like, blue cheese is already moldy as it is, but imagine blue cheese that is like even moldier and it's okay. Just like nasty and disgusting.
No. It's not a toe jam situation.
It's not a toe jam situation, but that's what it looks like.
We don't
it's
need
like
to be making people sick all over town.
No, I'm not making people sick over town. It's a nasty toe, Danny.
It's a nasty toe. As I said, it's a banged up toe. It's gross. You know how my big toes are oversized anyway. It's that one. The nail, like, long bruised and hurt, whatever, and it was like, it's permanent. So it's slowly but surely, as the nail grows out, the regular nail is coming back. It's now about 50-50. Wouldn't you say, Ryan?
Yeah.
50 regular nail, 50 the, like,
yeah. Respectfully, I'm so tired of hearing about your toe. Yeah. I just don't want to. It's disgusting. With all due respect to your toe.
I'm not trying to tell you it's not disgusting. I opened up with the admission. Yeah.
But, I mean, you could keep talking about it. Just tell me when to come back.
So here's what happened with my toe. It.
No, I'm good on that. So Pat, who just tweeted us, he's listening to the program.
Socks and Slides.
Yeah, he's got Socks
what
and Slides.
What are we doing?
And I don't, like, I'm trying not to be mean because he's a nice guy, it seems like, and he listens to the program. This is the goofiest look I've ever seen.
Pat, you got
to
clean that up.
He doesn't just have slides, by the way. When I say slides, normally I'm thinking about there's one bar across the top.
Yeah, the single bar slide.
It could be a thick bar, but it's the top of the foot, like down toward the toes. Mm-hmm. At the end of the foot, you've got one bar. He's going two bar, like, Jesus sandal slides.
Yeah, these are sandals.
With socks. This is the if I saw him in public, I'm not going to say anything, but I would go, what a goofy person.
Like, what else do you need from Walmart, sir? You know what I mean? Like, that's what it looks like. You can't, Pat. Again, respectfully.
Now, maybe Pat, his legs are large and hairy, so I'm going to assume he's not 7. But maybe he's a child. And if he's a child with a Twitter account who's driving right now with his foot on the brake pedal, then number one, you shouldn't be driving, young man. And number two, it's okay that you're doing that because you don't know any better. But assuming he's a grown-up who's driving, Pat, tighten it up. Like, what are we doing?
I also, Pat's nice enough to share this with us, so I feel bad beating him up.
He opened up. Like, this is like a Reddit forum where you go, roast me. He sent us the photo of his legs and slides and socks.
Are we not going to talk about the mid-calf sock pulled up to go with all this?
It's a
mid-calf black sock into two bar slides.
Yeah.
Everything about this is like morally wrong to me. I can't handle it.
I didn't even think about how tall the socks are.
Yeah.
But that's why it looks so – well, I should take that back. The reason it looks unacceptable is because it's socks into slides. But the fact that the sock is going up as high as shin guards would on a soccer pitch.
Yep.
Come on, man. Like, everything about this is wrong.
Yeah, it's not the high sock of, like, a Lawrence Moten or the Keith Van Horn back in the day getting buckets on people where the sock almost went up to the knee. Or the ankle sock look that my generation knows and found that and understands how acceptable and correct it is. It's this weird mid-calf Ryan Clary length black sock into double bar slides.
Well, guess Pat's age. I mean, we don't know it, but I'm going to say he's got to be 23 to 26. There's just no way that someone over 30 has his socks that high with double bar slides on. Come on. Nobody's doing that.
That's a 25-year-old. That's a 25-year-old going about his business today.
John said, planning my lunch break around the beginning of your show today was a mistake. Yeah, I agree, John. And on behalf of the Grant and Danny radio program, we apologize for what was a very detailed analysis of Danny's disgusting toe.
Yeah, it was just a toe.
Has anybody created a Twitter account at Danny's toe yet?
Not yet.
It's only a matter of time.
Not yet, I said a few times, hoping someone would do it.
If our listeners are who I think they are, I'll get a tweet from Danny's toe in the next few minutes.
Now, do I need to give them a picture somehow to, like, actually have the profile pic?
I hope not.
Yeah,
but that's up to you.
That's the internet's forever, dude. That'll be out there.